The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Sometimes we get a guest in that has led to us kind of thinking differently about how we our perspective on life and what we are doing. And our next guest is just such that Marissa Peer, who is a rapid transformational therapy trainer, joins us in the studio. We're honored that you took time out to have a chat with us, first of all, because I know how hectic your schedule is. For somebody like me who doesn't know exactly what it is that your role entails, what is it that rapid transformational therapy is?
Well, it's rapid, it's transformational, it's therapy. It's something, you know, I've been a therapist my entire adult life, and I always thought therapy should be like every other healing modality. If you go to the doctor or the dentist or the chiropractor, they don't say, well, come in every week to discuss your pain. They offer you immediate pain relief. If I turn up with a broken leg or a broken tooth or a sore back, I'm going to get immediate pain relief. And when people come to me, they're in pain. It may be emotional pain because they can't find love, or they've got an issue, or they might get migraines or stomach aches, but they want relief from pain now. And I never understood why therapy said this is going to be long. You know, we're going to develop trust, which I understand. And I found that all my patients in pain want to be out of pain really fast. So I created Rapid Transfer, the RTT, because it is rapid. It's very transparent. It does it all in one session. You come in, people say, I can't stop eating cake. I've always been like that. I go, no baby can't stop eating cake. Mm-hmm. Or I'm no good with attention. Well, no one's born unable to be looked at. Or, you know, I just don't feel lovable. That's also not anything you're born with. So the first thing is you must have acquired that somewhere because you couldn't have been born with it. And then let's go back and find out where you acquired it. When we find out where you acquired it, let's remove it. And then let's give you a recording to wire in some better beliefs. A bit like you might say, my computer's gone funny. And you get someone in and they fix it. They look at you, they've got a bug in it, and they rewire it, and your computer works again. Well, we have bugs in our mind, and we need rewiring and recoding. And it's very easy to do. And I think people are beginning to understand that therapy doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to even be painful. It can be very transformational and it can be very powerful. Of course, people need to, a big part of it is taking a recording home that's personally made for you that wires in the changes. So people will come in and say, you know, I've stopped blushing, I don't bite my nails, I've stopped smoking, stopped drinking, stopped feeling bad about myself, because we have another, within the RTT, we have another business called I'm Enough. Because I found that all my clients, that's their real issue. They don't feel worthy enough, whether they're alcoholics or compulsive shoppers or people who can't stop overeating. It's because they feel not good enough. And society's kind of created that. And so it's our job to start removing that.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you've brought up the I Am Enough course that you do, because you're hosting that on Tuesday at Siva Experience, and I signed up for it before I even knew that we were going to get the chance to talk to you. And I've been doing your I Am Enough meditation, and I have one of those mirror stickers that says I Am Enough.
Yeah, and my bracelets.
Yeah, and I've got a ring that says it.
Oh, good.
And for somebody who doesn't really know enough about it or what it is that I'm talking about right now, could you give us a little bit of insight into it?
Yeah, the common denominator of the common denominator of almost all of our issues is this feeling of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not interesting enough, I'm not attractive enough, I'm not good enough. And when you feel not enough, you'll always need more. And I must have worked with hundreds of thousands of addicts. I never met one ever who felt enough. And so since that was the reasoning behind, I've worked with movie stars and athletes and singers who will say, no, but I just don't feel good enough inside. I feel like a fake. I feel like I've got to buy love or earn love or chase love or work for love. And that's wrong. Love isn't to be earned or run after. It's to be just given. And so I started putting back in the I'm enoughness. In fact, we've put it into 1,600 schools all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And we've had amazing results. The schools are using it. Bullying ceased to exist in these schools. The kids are doing better emotionally, but also they're doing better academically. Because when you feel worthy, you can go out into the world and be more. You can say, well, you know, I'm enough to have a better relationship. I don't have to take abuse in my marriage. I'm enough to, you know, get the promotion, open my business. Just, I'm worth it. But the opposite is I'm not enough. Because when you're not enough, you'll need more of something. That could be food, shopping, screen time, FaceTime. And when you are enough, you don't. And I see so many kids now who are empty inside, because their thing is, do I look okay? Have I got the right label on? You know, am I getting good grades? Have I got enough followers? Have I got enough likes? And we've kind of made people focus on external stuff, saying that you matter, which is a terrible mistake, because I have clients who've got everything in the world, you know, millionaires, billionaires with all the labels, who are suicidal. So clearly it's not stuff that makes you happy, it's your relationships with people. And I think we've moved too far away from that. You know, I work with kids now who never speak, all their friends are online and they never make calls. They text everybody, but they don't really have that connection. And human beings are hardwired. From the minute you're born, you're wired to find connection and avoid rejection. But we're living in a world where actually we're finding more and more disconnection. You know, I can get in an Uber. I can go to the bank. There's no teller. It's a machine. I can go to the store to buy. There's no teller. So we're starting to get more and more disconnected, and it's causing an epidemic of depression.
Yeah, especially over the last 3 years self-isolating.
And it's that you say as well, the disconnect that we've had. We've been more disconnected than we've ever been before in the last since 2020. We've been disconnected. And I guess during that point, that time, a lot of people tried to discover themselves a bit more because we had more time to do that. And somebody, from my point of view, didn't even think, mindfulness was not on my radar. I think prior to 2020, wasn't really a thing, didn't really think about it a whole pile. Then dabbled in meditation and just found that quite cathartic to get me through everything that was going on from this point of view, being so far away from your family and being detached from people for so long. Somebody like myself who is just dabbling, just getting into it, how do you embrace what is essentially a mindset change to what you're now teaching people how to do?
Well, if you think of it as a ladder or indeed a loop, first you think a thought, then you feel a feeling, and then you have an action or a behavior, and the thought always comes first. So I might think a thought, I'm not enough. If I think that thought, my feeling is going to be kind of sad. Well, I'm not enough, so I don't go for that promotion. I could never start my own business. Who's going to love me? And under that come the feelings. I feel sad or defeated or anxious or depressed or maybe really irritated. And then I justify it because of the thought. So it's a loop. I think a thought, I feel a feeling, and I have an action. And so when you change the thought, well, I am enough, and just say it, I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough, even if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter at all, then you start to think, well, if I'm enough, I feel kind of good and I feel brave and confident. I can take risks. And then it leads to a better behavior. And you justify, again, I can ask that person out. I can go for that promotion because I'm enough. And so everything starts with a thought. We think feelings come in front of thoughts. They don't. Thoughts create our feelings. Mm-hmm. And we're so busy trying to change the actions and the feelings when all we have to do is change the thinking. When you change your thoughts, it changes your life. And you know, our mind is powerless except to act on our thoughts. If I think I'm going to get sick because it's flu season, I'm going to get a headache, I'm going to get fat, that's not going to work out. The mind is designed to constantly work to make your thoughts real. And we know that because if I think something embarrassing, I might go bright red. If I think a sad thought, my eyes will fill up with tears. The placebo is getting stronger every year because what we think about a drug has more of an effect on us than what's in the drug, which is amazing. And these are very simple examples. If you think a thought and your body makes it, but when you think great thoughts, I'm confident, I've got a gift, I'm an amazing person, I'm warm, I'm kind, I make friends easily, I'm absolutely lovable, your mind will start to make that real. Because your mind has no choice but to act on your thoughts. But you have a choice to think better thoughts. If your mind's job is to make your thoughts real, then your job is to think better thoughts. And that becomes simple. Rather than, I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get a headache, I'm going to mess that up, that's going to go wrong, is to go, I've got a great immune system. It's all going to be perfect. It doesn't matter if I'm 5 minutes late. It's going to be amazing. So we need to teach everyone to just start thinking better thoughts because it makes such a difference to your life.
The mind manifests, I guess, whatever physically you can manifest as a result.
Yeah, we are massive manifestors, but we just don't know it. We're powerful beyond belief. And I mean, when I work with clients who say, you know, I weigh 400 pounds or I've got this nervous twitch or I break out in a rash, I'm like, but you're powerful enough to create that. If you can create it, you can uncreate it.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask about Dubai specifically because you have got a whole lot of things when you're here which kick off. And I know there's Monday, Tuesday, then you've got Mind Valley, which is happening as well.
So yes.
And we'll give more details as well. We'll pop a link up for this so you can find out more details about where to see you. But how do we rate when it comes to how we look after ourselves, how we look after our mental well-being in your experience only from what you've seen?
I mean, Dubai is an amazing city because on the one hand, you come to Dubai, you can be anything. It's like how Australia used to be. Come to Dubai and you can make it. You know, if you're prepared to work hard, you can make it. And I love that. But it also does have that very superficial, What do you look like? What labels are you wearing? And so it's good that they're moving not so much away from that, but they're adding into the mental health. So when I gave a talk to the World Government Summit about mental health, I was amazed that they were so interested in that, because I think they're seeing that acquiring stuff doesn't actually make you happy. In fact, it becomes very stressful. It's actually quite good to get rid of a lot of stuff because it starts to run you. And yesterday I had hundreds of people turn up to learn, you know, how to feel better about yourself. Because everything that you have, whatever you've got, whatever you've acquired, I mean, I have a lot. I'm very lucky. I've got two homes. But if you don't feel good about yourself, or you don't like yourself, you don't have high self-esteem, you really haven't got anything. And as a parent, you know, when you're raising your kids, your job is to raise kids with high self-esteem. It doesn't matter if they speak Mandarin and Russian and French. If they haven't got high self-esteem, then they haven't got what they need. So our job is to help people have high self-esteem, high self-worth, and high confidence. It doesn't make them arrogant. It actually makes them very kind and very nice, because when you're enough, you don't want to show off or put people down. You know that we're all enough.
And while you're out here, are you doing, aside from your I Am Enough course on Tuesday and the dietless one on Monday, any RTT therapies for people while you're out here?
Yeah, I've got a couple of very influential people that I'm doing sessions with. I mean, I don't see a lot of clients, because I've now trained 15,000 people to be RTT. I've got 100 people in Dubai who've become RTT therapists. Wow. And now when someone says to me, can I see you? I say, no, I'm not free. But I've got 100 people in Dubai, and some of them are niching in anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder or infertility. We've got amazing results. In fact, I was here about 8 years ago working with two different clinics, working with people who couldn't get pregnant. Because if you think a thought, like when you're like 18, oh my God, it would kill me to be pregnant, it'd be a disaster. We forget that the mind locks on to what we think are fleeting thoughts, but they're not the direct requests. It would be a disaster if I got pregnant. And then it's working from old information. So the 100 people I've got here are doing amazing work, incredible work. So I don't really need to see clients anymore, because I keep training people to see clients who are every bit as good as me, probably even better.
And are they in specific clinics out here that people can easily find them?
Some are in clinics, some are working from home. So yeah, they have clinics, they have practices, some of them visit clients. But yeah, if you go to RTT, find a therapist, you'll find, I'll give you a list of the people we've got in Dubai.
Yeah, that would be really great, because we've touched upon it. And I mean, I think on a personal level, the last 3 years have made me, I think maybe by nature, I was on a low-key anxiety level, and the last 3 years have really kind of catapulted that with regards to me and my own life. And I know a lot of people have been going through that worldwide over the last 3 years. And if you had a quick tip for how to sort of get ourselves out of an anxiety spiral, what would that be?
Well, you know, the way you feel about everything, and I do mean everything, comes down to only two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. So if you say, I'm so nervous, I'm so anxious, you're going to create hormones and make you more anxious. If you say, no, I'm excited, because your mind can't tell the difference between nervous and excited, it's pretty much the same. So if you're feeling anxious and nervous and worried, remember you're putting pictures in your head and words. And so change the pictures. I'm excited. I've got this. I'm ready. I can do this. I'm super calm. I'm super chilled. And keep saying that. It doesn't have to be true, because saying I'm a hot mess, I'm a train wreck is clearly not true. You know, my last book is called Tell Yourself a Better Lie, because whatever you tell your mind, it believes. And if you're going to say, oh God, I'm falling apart, I'm just a mess, I'm just a nervous wreck, that's not true. Yeah. But you can make it true. So you might as well. I'm super efficient. I'm so chilled. I've got a phenomenal memory. Everything is great, because your mind doesn't know, and it certainly doesn't care if what you tell it is true or false, good or bad, useful or hurtful. So you might as well say better things. Rather, like in COVID, we're saying, oh my God, there's no line of defense for COVID. Well, there is. Say I have a phenomenal immune system. I have an amazing, phenomenal, dependable immune system. And your immune system will improve. In fact, there's lots of studies that have said that if you start, say, I've got a great immune system, your immunoglobulin levels go up. The protein that fights infection goes up just by saying that. If you say, I got a great metabolic rate, I burn off everything I eat, you actually start to activate that. If you say, I'm lovable and people love me, you'll get a better result than saying, I can't talk to people, they don't like me, I'm so easily rejected. So you can change anxiety just by saying, I'm super chilled, I'm super well, I've got this. Because most people are anxious. Oh, God, I'm so anxious.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. My mouth's gone dry. I can't think. I'm breaking out in a sweat. And you got to reverse and say, I'm cool, calm, collected. I've got it. It doesn't have to be true. You know, I'm a great believer that we should lie, cheat, and still lie to your mind every day. Cheat fear and steal back the confidence you were born with. Because no baby says, oh, don't look at me. I haven't got any teeth.
So true.
I haven't got any hair. You know, with their little gummy smiles and little bored heads. They expect everyone to love them. And the great news is that if you just remember that that was, you were born with that, no matter what your circumstances were, you can reactivate, remanifest, and regenerate. It was already in you. You just forgot it's in you.
I want to ask one question before. I know we're almost out of time, but is this normally an emotional journey? For just speaking to you for the period of time we've been talking, and you spoke about things, materialistic people, and you know, people who, you know, they want and they require. And the way that you spoke, for some reason, evoked emotions in me. Be it speaking to me for whatever reason, and I found myself on the verge of going, I think I might like shed a tear here. Is it an emotional journey for most people you speak to? Is this form of therapy an emotional one?
I think it's important to remember that everything you want, bar none, is because of how it's going to make you feel. Everything. I win the lottery, it's going to make me feel great, but people win it and are depressed. So you got to think about if everything you want is because of how it makes you feel. If you can get the feeling without the thing, you've already won. So it can be an emotional journey. And certainly people come in for RTD sessions and they cry. They let go of a lot of stuff. It really deals with unfinished business. But it's not that emotional. People afterwards say, this is amazing. I feel incredible. And a lot of it happens in one or two sessions. It's not years of therapy. So it's emotional being stuck. But I think it's a lovely thing to think, well, you know, I matter. I mean, all the schools I'm working in, every day they make all the kids say, I matter, I'm lovable, I'm significant, I'm enough, and I've got a gift. And they said that that makes sense. If only we could all wake up and just say, I matter, I'm significant, I'm enough, and I'm lovable, because it's true. But we're going to say, oh, God, I look terrible. I didn't get enough sleep, but this doesn't suit me. I've gained weight. And the first thing you say when you wake up is, I am enough, I am lovable, I matter, because the words that follow I am will follow you. So notice how you say, I am, I'm an idiot, I'm rubbish, I'm not getting this right, and only go for I am lovable, I'm enough, I matter, I'm significant, I'm talented. If you just say that every day, I promise you, it will change your entire life. And the strength in it is its honesty, but also its simplicity. It's not hard. You don't have to do anything. It takes a couple of minutes, but try it and do it with your kids, because it's really life-changing.
I am emotional. That's where I am right now. It's just speaking to you. I can't really pinpoint that. I would sit and talk for hours. I know that you've got a crazy hectic schedule.
And it's so lucky that you are in town, because as we touched upon, you've got your I Am Enough on February the 23rd at the SIVA experience. But there's also a very important one, because a lot of people have a problem with their relationship with food.
Yeah.
And you're doing something called Dietless on the 22nd. Could you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I worked for Jane Fonda back in the 80s. And even then, I could never understand how the dieting industry is based on abuse. We talk about punish those pounds, do a punishing workout, be good, don't cheat. Oh, you've been bad. We've got to go on a very strict diet. And the problem is dieting actually makes you fat. Every time you diet and deprive yourself of enough calories, your resting metabolic rate goes down. That was very clever hundreds of years ago when we didn't have any food and we were in lean times. Our metabolic rate would drop so that we didn't lose too much weight. Then we ate again. It wouldn't go up. It would stay low to make you gain weight. So we had this famine, not famine. And now when you go on a diet, diets have a 97% failure rate. They make your metabolic rate go down. And then if you're too heavy, your metabolic rate goes down again. But also they keep telling you, don't eat this. You know, you can have salad, but not burgers. You can have bit of fruit, but not cake. And human nature is, if you can't have it, you want it immediately. And so diet says, hey, let me shame you. The food industry, the dieting industry, let me shame you for being fat or heavy or not being able to resist Pringles. Now let me offer you a result that doesn't work, by the way, but pay for it. And now when it doesn't work, let me blame you again. And people say, you know, I failed. I say, you haven't failed. Diets fail. You do not fail at a diet. They fail you. People say to me, I've tried everything. Actually, you haven't. You've tried one thing 50 times, different diets. They don't work. But what does work is communicating with your mind, speeding up your metabolic rate, using meditation to change your preference. You think, you know what, I actually would rather have an apple than cake. The only way you can have a body you love is to love the body you have. So you wouldn't dream of waking up in the morning and eating Pop-Tarts and drinking a can of Coke for breakfast. I mean, most people wouldn't give that to their baby. I've got a little baby, let me give it a can of Coke and a packet of Pringles. But we now are, you know, besieged by terrible food that isn't food. You know, 70% of what we ate, our ancestors didn't even know it existed. And, you know, we eat stuff from packets and boxes, and the body doesn't even know what it is. We don't drink enough water. And weirdly, not drinking enough water, the body is very threatened by dehydration. It actually makes you gain weight. So Dietless Life Day is giving people all these different hacks about, look, if you want to have a body you love, this is what to do. You'd never have to go on a diet. But we don't recommend you eat tons of junk, but you can have some. When you know you can have it, you can stop. And it's been amazing. I've only had it going for about a year, but I've been planning ever since the 80s, and I worked for Jane Fonda, and we did that, go for the burn, you know, punish your body, live on. And when I worked for Jane, everyone who worked for Jane lived on Diet Coke, Diet Hot Chocolate, Diet Oatmeal. It was just such a crazy world of like eating all this stuff out of a packet that wasn't even real. Now I eat everything, lots of fat, because fat doesn't make you fat. Sugar makes you fat, which doesn't mean you can't have it, but you should certainly have less of it. And so it's just giving people a whole different world and giving them some meditation recordings they play. And people say, you know, it's amazing. I've tried everything and this is actually working. I suddenly have lost interest in junk. I can eat a bit of pizza and stop, which I couldn't do before. So it's, again, you know, no baby is born saying, oh my God, I ate a cookie. I better run around the nursery all day. That was really bad. And when babies have had enough, doesn't matter what it is, it could be chocolate ice cream, they stop because they have an appetite that says, that was good, but I'm done now. And you can use meditation to switch that apposat back on. And because part of loving food is actually extending the pleasure, going, oh, this is lovely. I'm going to really enjoy this and engage in it and go, this was delicious. I've had enough now. But we don't do that. We cram it in and then eat really fast and go, oh, I need more. And so it's really changing your relationship with food. But again, most people are so disconnected from their bodies. They don't even know. I mean, when you're eating, you should not say, what do I want? So what does my body want? What does my body want? And your body will tell you it wants healthy stuff, some green stuff. It's actually more important to put good stuff in than to take bad stuff out. And if you put enough good stuff in, you can have some bad stuff as well. But most of us are just putting all the bad stuff in and thinking, oh, I need to go on a diet now, a shake diet or a soup diet. And they just really mess up your relationship with, often permanently. You know, we've got people now that are fatter than ever. And yet we have more gyms, more health clubs, more availability of healthy foods and juice bars, but none of it is working because dieting messes up your relationship with food and it messes up your metabolic rate. But there is a way to reverse that, and that's called Dietless Life. And we're really proud of that because it's just had such phenomenal results. So I hope people come along to that day and realize that you can be totally free. You can be... See, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. Yeah. The opposite of it, it's not that, oh, I love fries. It's like, yeah, fries are nice, but I'm kind of disinterested in them because I'm preferring eating good stuff because I want to live a long life. And if you want to eat more, if you just eat better, you'll probably live 16 years longer. And so that you'll eat a lot of food in 16 years. The way to eat more is actually to eat less and to always remember you will always have another day to eat, but you won't always have another day to go to the beach with your kids or to look nice in your clothes or indeed without them. So the way to eat more is to remember, I'll always have another day. Yeah, they're giving me chocolate on the plane, they're giving me free candies at this mall, but I'll always have another day to eat that. And sometimes when they give you that stuff, take it home and just put it in a jar, but you don't have to eat it because it's free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. I love that expression, take whatever you want and then pay for it, because that's what happens when you eat garbage. You eventually pay a terrible price.
It's true.
I think it has been inspiring. Wow. It has been phenomenal to chat to you. I really, I expected us to not go on this long, so apologies for keeping you. But I would recommend to anyone who gets the opportunity, please go and see Marissa at any of the places that you can see over the next couple of days.
Siva Experience and Mind Valley on the weekend as well.
Marissa. I think Mind Valley is, yes, next week. But also I'm doing on Monday an open night for anyone who's interested in RTT and wants to know how to train in it or become one. So do come to that. It's completely free. If you're interested in doing what I do, come along on Monday to Siva and you'll learn what RTT is and how you can become an RTT, because it is the best job.
I would absolutely love to just come and continue to listen to you speak.
I'd love you to come.
Marissa, thank you so much for coming to the studio to us. I know, as I said, how hectic your schedule is. Inspirational, but also just so eye-opening into the entire world that you work in. Thank you for taking your time to come in and talk to us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.